Howdy, partners. It's Dixon. Say your name.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's me.
Jihad J.
Not Jihad J.
Just for 1 week, you are. You want to tell them why?
It's the Scabby.
B-Show Wrestling Podcast, by the way.
What's up? What's up?
Jay lost a fantasy football bet.
Yep.
He had to have a mohawk, and then he lingered on the mohawk for an extra week or two, and is now shiny-headed like yours truly. And day one, he had a pretty thick beard, and a couple of people, myself included, thought he may have looked like some sort of terrorist. Not like a real terrorist, but definitely somebody that like TSA would stop and pat down and stick their finger in his butt to make sure he didn't have a bomb.
Which they do anyway. I think they just like sticking a finger in my butt. But
we could call you Shoe Bomb Jay.
No.
Do you like Jihad Jay better?
I don't like Scabby Jay. I don't like Jihad Jay. Fancy Jays are, man, this haircut's depressing me. Like, it was one thing with the mohawk, and I was texting you this yesterday. It was one thing with the mohawk. You know, it was kind of fun. It was different. It was stupid. But I still had hair, somewhat. This is just like Mr. Clean Dome style.
I think you look good.
It's depressing, man. I look fat. I can't look fancy in it. Hair thins my face out. I have a wide face, I feel.
It's your jawline. Nose more than anything else.
Yeah, I got a big nose and my
it's
jawline.
Big. It's just kind of beefy.
My a beefy nose.
Like if you were a pig, your snout would be delicious. It'd
okay.
be one of those things that I'd boil for a couple hours and then throw in the smoker for 45 minutes and then pan fry and
but I don't have a pig nose.
No.
I'm
just saying
exactly.
That if
it's
your nose was
thing.
A pig snout. It's just very thick and unctuous looking.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a big
no.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't say it's huge because people are going to think it looks like freaking Pinocchio over here. But no, it's a big nose. But
it's meaty.
My jaw goes down instead of round. It's kind of like a pointy thing. Big Ben Affleck jawline. That's what it. I'm not saying I look like him, but jawline, I definitely have his jawline.
You have like the crescent moon face a little bit.
Yeah, and so with hair,
nose.
It kind of thins out the face. With no hair, it just it's just depressing.
I think you look fine, man. You with the bald head without the glasses is the look. There you go.
Oh yeah, take the glasses. Yeah, I
there
know.
You go. You look like you're going to play lacrosse context. For a 1950s Native American lacrosse league.
I'll take that. That's better than G.I.J. Call me Native
with
American.
With the glasses,
Jay.
You look a little terroristy. Without the glasses, you most certainly look 100% like Navajo.
I look like one of those terrorists that you see in like the videos where they're walking through.
And this now is how we.
No! Don't be going down that path. We have a lot of foreign listeners, dude. Our Twitter is.
Listen, I am the least racist human being on the planet. I am prejudiced against one group of people on this planet, and it is the French Canadians. I don't give a fuck about you if you're French Canadian and you're listening right now, and you're a cool French Canadian, which I've yet to meet one, other than Steen.
Dude, I'm French Canadian.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Are you really?
I have French Canadian.
But you're not like there. Like you're not one
of those
fucking frogs that speaks French and acts like you don't know English when I'm late for a fucking gig.
Quebec?
Yeah. There's nothing like being on tour with Earth Crisis, being 45 minutes late for load-in, and having like seven consecutive people go, oh, no anglais, no anglais. Fuck you, you speak English, motherfucker. Tell me where the venue is.
All right, you know what? Let's get right into this, because this is a perfect segue. I have a bunch of stuff to go over, so this one's going to be a little bit of a fun podcast.
Yeah, because I'm going on vacation next week, so you're going to have a gap. You could probably just have Young Boy fill in next week. Have Young Boy fill in next
week.
I thought we were doing
Sunday when you get back.
Oh, that's potential. It's going to depend on what the weather's like, man. Like if I get,
flights
get delayed. And
so this is Sunday, the 12th.
The day of the Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber. So you got to see. Let's go right into the Canada thing. I want to know why you are on the terrorist list, and so do a lot of listeners.
I was on tour with my band, and these were during my heavy partying days, so I may or may not have been on both cocaine and acid at the time of the border crossing. And it was a band called Suburban White Alcoholic Trash, or SWAT for short, and it was a weird band. We had two bass players, no guitar player, and it was sort of like a weird hybrid between like Primus is Sailing the Seas of Cheese and like an Onyx album. And for those of you not familiar with Onyx,
Slam! Da-da-da! Da-da-da! Let the boys be boys! Slam! Yeah.
So it was like a weird dissonant hip hop project. We had a development deal with Stardog Records, which is a subsidiary of Mercury. Did some touring, and we were out with a band called Scatterbrain, who were a big band in the late 80s and early 90s. And we got to the border of Canada, and my cocktail of pharmaceuticals was not working super well for me. We were kind of like the carrot head. Is that his name?
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top of alternative metal bands at the time. I had like a lot of props. And this was a time when Canada had a ban on products from Taiwan.
Yeah.
And because I carried all my props in their original boxes, they thought, you know, it was like stuff we were going to try and sell. And I tried to explain to them, these are stage props. They're part of our show. Well, why is it still new in the box? It's not new in the box. I've used it like 30 times, but I fold it back up and I put it in the box because I'm a weirdo.
Oh, keep it clean. Keep it nice. Yeah.
And all it was a Godzilla. Remember when we were little kids, you would blow it up and it would be weighted at the bottom and it looked like a big balloon.
You'd punch it.
And it would come back up.
Yeah,
that's all it was. I would beat up Godzilla. It was for a song called Titties Over Tokyo. And I would just...
Titties Over Tokyo?
Yeah, I told you it was a weird band. So the guy that made us pull off and made us dump the van and go through everything, this is the one thing these motherfuckers were like, nope, you can't bring this into Canada.
Godzilla?
Yeah.
Well, it's a big lizard. I would be scared.
Dude, it was like a children's toy.
Hey.
And it was deflated in a box. And I was like, and I was trying to get them to explain to me why. And they're like, we don't allow things from Taiwan in here. And I was like, cool, I didn't buy it in Taiwan. I bought it in Syracuse, where I'm from. And they're like, still nothing from Taiwan. And I was like, well, okay, what are we going to do? So they kept it. The guy was like, just come back through.
Nothing from Taiwan.
Yeah.
So what happened if you had your keychain was made from Taiwan? They confiscate it?
I don't know.
That's so stupid.
So I asked the dude, well, how do we proceed? And he's just like, just go on through to your gigs. And then when you cross back over to the United States, just come here and let them know that this is here and we'll give it back to you. So it was on the trip back that I was all jacked up on the cocaine and the acid. And the Canadian border guard was like, do you have your paperwork for your thing? And I was like, no, they didn't give me any paperwork. They're like, well, they just threw it in the garbage then. And I lost my fucking mind. Like, to the point where, like...
What'd you say? You threw away my freaking Godzilla?
Yeah, I mean, that was light. So, it was one of those things where, like, my bandmates were like, dude, calm down. And the acid and the cocaine just...
I was gonna say, what does... Dixon look like on acid and cocaine? Because cocaine's an upper. What's acid? Isn't that like a kind
acid's
of
a psychedelic drug? Yeah. So
is it like more of a laid back?
No, it can be massively awful. Like acid trips.
No. I know it can be bad, but I mean, like in the type of euphoric state you're in, cocaine's like. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, imagine you said you did mushrooms, right?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Yes.
So imagine the mushroom trip times three. Fueled by cocaine. So it's just pushing these things into your bloodstream. So I'm standing out on
the
pavement.
Like raging.
Like, motherfucker, somebody better go through some fucking dumpster and find my shit, or I'm going to fucking blow up Canada. And as soon as you say blow up Canada.
And this was after 9/11?
No, this was way before. This was like 92. 93. Damn. If you say blow up Canada, you typically end up with like six guys on your back with your face mushed into the concrete.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. And then zip ties on your hands and ankles, and then they tie them together.
So you were going off like you were acting like Godzilla at the border.
I wasn't physically threatening anybody, but I verbally assaulted a whole bunch of people and then threatened to blow up Canada. So they got me, like, I was basically hogtied. They released me to my bandmates. They had to fucking pay. I think it was like, at the time, it was like $1,000 or somewhere around there to release me. And I never went to my like Canadian court date.
Yeah.
So they just banned me from the country forever and put me on the terror list.
Did you get a letter in the mail that says you were banned forever from
I didn't
this
have
country?
Like an actual physical address at that time. So no, I was bouncing couch to couch and shit like that. But I did try and go into Canada with a band. 97, I was helping a band called Not a Surf out, and they had a couple of Canadian dates. And, you know, it was one of those things where, like, we tried to go through, and they were like, sir, step out of the van. And I was like,
what did you do? Just take off running the opposite direction? I'm out of here.
I was like, uh oh. And Matthew from Not a Surf looks at me and goes, what did you do? And I'm like, I think I threatened to blow up Canada a while back. And he was like, do you want me to turn the van around? And I was like, you can. He's like, yeah, we'll just turn the van around. You can walk across the Peace Bridge. I was like, that's a perfect idea. So Matthew was like, we're just gonna go, okay? And we somehow they allowed us to just fucking do a Huey because we hadn't quite gotten to the So we roll back around, we go get food, we chill. They discreetly drop me by the Peace Bridge, and then they go to a different fucking lane to cross through. So like I make sure they get through, and then I just right across the Peace Bridge, meet up with them, get back in the van. Did it a few times with my buddy Andy from Every Time I Die.
The Peace Bridge is what? Like a bridge you can walk across and they don't ID you?
Pre-9/11, no. You could just walk back and forth.
So if you were driving in a car, they had to ID you, but if you were walking, you could have carried the Godzilla across the Peace Bridge and been okay.
I didn't know that. I was on cocaine and acid at the time.
But you could have.
Yeah.
That's some weird ass rules, Canada.
So yeah, I am banned from Canada for life.
Where's the Peace Bridge? Where do you cross over? Buffalo?
Niagara
Falls. I used to always cross over through Kingston. They have the best strip clubs in Canada. At the time,
I've heard,
18 drinking age.
I've heard.
What? Either you are lying or you just don't remember going to them. You've never been to a strip club in Canada?
No, I went to Canada once. Before I got banned, and then I got banned, and I've never been back since. And before I got banned, we went to Toronto to this club that I don't think exists anymore called Ted's Wrecking Room to see Ned's Atomic Dustbin play. They were a popular band in the early 90s.
Freaking all these band names. All right, I say let's go try to do Canada.
Fuck that, dude. They'll put me in jail. They'll put me in weird Canadian jail.
What happened? Just change your name. What happened if you change your name?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go through all this trouble and just go look at strippers.
Yeah, how would they track you down?
Dude, there's...
No, not look at strippers. Just
strippers
go to
in
Canada.
Syracuse.
Not to go to the strippers. There's strippers in Syracuse, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Let's go to the Alpine, bro. We'll finish up here.
What's the Alpine?
It's a titty bar on the north side.
There's a titty bar called the Alpine in Syracuse? I've
never
heard of that.
Right by St. Joe's Hospital, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
my favorite.
Why is it your favorite? Because it's the most
it's seedy, but it's not dirty. You know what I mean? It's that place that you can roll into. Beers are only like a dollar more than they would be in a regular bar.
How long has it been open for?
As long as I can remember, man.
Dude, I never heard of that place when I was at school at SU. Yeah. Ever.
It's not meant for the fancy kids that come in from Long Island and Jersey.
Yeah, well, that's not me.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like a neighborhood strip club.
So if there's alcohol, it's just topless.
It is topless. They have a nice stage. The dances are only $10, and for an extra $10, you might get a little handy.
Do you go in the back when they give you the dances, or is it that awkward
dance?
There's
table
dances,
and then there's private dances.
Why anybody wants a table dance? I don't like a girl rubbing her stuff all over me, and then and every guy is watching to decide whether or not they want to ask her or pay for her to come over and rub on their car.
Booty is, girl.
Which is fine, but I don't want... I like it to be private. What color of Skittles did you just throw out?
Green.
You don't like green Skittles?
When they were lime, I liked them.
But
now
that
they're green apple, they're disgusting.
Skittles has a distinct taste. I thought it was just like M&M's where it's just colored.
It's not Lucky Charms, man.
Really? They have fruity?
Or what am I thinking of?
Thinking of
not Lucky Charms. Trix. Just because they're different colors, they're all the same flavor.
Yeah.
Skittles are definitely distinctly flavored.
Really? When do they go to the sour apple?
It's not sour apple. It's green apple.
Green apple.
It's been well over a year.
Gosh. I don't know. Dude, I'm so out of it, this podcast. I think not having hair.
Are you that sad?
I am, man. I think I lost my fanciness.
You're still pretty fancy, bro.
Nah, I'm just not feeling it. Congratulations on, even though you... You're completely wrong, but you were completely right. Congratulations on the Patriots getting that one right. Can I just say this? This is my one thing I'll say in the Super Bowl. Because I had the under and the Falcons plus +3.
Was that really last Sunday? Super Bowl was last Sunday?
Yeah, it was last Sunday. I had the under.
It feels like it was like 3 weeks ago.
I know. This week was freaking crazy.
Dude, this little bag of Skittles is dope. There were 5 grapes.
Are grapes good?
Yeah,
your
grapes
favorites?
Are the best.
So that
grape
means,
and lemon.
Was that a good ratio of grape? Oh, see?
For a mini fun size that you had left over from last Easter, yeah.
First of all, it wasn't last Easter, man. Halloween.
Yo,
Halloween.
G.I.J. hooked me up today. Brought me a Starbucks iced tea.
Holler.
Brought me a bunch of weird old candy.
True.
And gave me a Rice Krispie treat. Not the good kind with weed in it, but...
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
I figured you would have your own supply of that.
I do.
I got to keep you. You going on vacation tomorrow, right?
I am.
Is it tomorrow you're leaving or not tonight, right?
Morning, hopefully, depending on the weather.
Yeah, that's going to suck. Where are you flying?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, that's Charleston, South Carolina? Mm-hmm. What are you doing down there?
Eating oysters, drinking sweet tea.
Nice. That'll be awesome. It's supposed to be nice down there.
I'm excited. It's supposed to be mid to high 60s into the 70s.
Where's Charleston? Is that in the middle of the state or is that like on the border?
South.
I mean on the
south
coast.
And east towards the coast. We're actually staying on the water.
Oh, awesome.
In a resort.
Okay. Nice.
Hot tub in the room.
All right. All you Charleston
hot tub
listeners
on the balcony. Hot tub by
hot tub on the balcony?
Well, it's a jetted tub, and then the actual hot tub is on the balcony of the resort. That's
do you have, like, your
room.
Own private balcony?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So it's like I can't see you two. If I'm down on the bottom walking, I can't look up there and see you guys.
It's got the privacy screening.
Freaky. Nice.
No, you never have sex in a hot tub, dude. You end up with a fucking rash or herpes.
I don't think I ever have. I know tons of my boys who have. I don't think I ever have had sex in a hot tub. I don't know if I've ever had sex in water.
Never?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Mr. California?
Nah, because salt water, man. You don't. That's raw. It rips up both people.
Yeah.
Woman and man, not two men. But I'm sure it would rip them up too.
What if it was? What if it was three dudes?
I think I've done it in the pool. Well, if I was in the. Probably would rip me up even more if we did a Lucky Pierre in the ocean.
You are
plus that water is super cold, man. That'd be major shrinkage.
The act is not called the Lucky Pierre. The gentleman in the middle is
referred
to.
Called the Lucky Pierre.
Yeah. Still a threesome despite sexuality.
Oh, it's just that's my name. So I'm Scabby J to Jihad J to Lucky Pierre J.
I don't know. We could call you Mr. Dick Tits.
Dick Tits?
Yeah.
Why that?
Because it's funny.
Hey, so you are a big cat lover. Man. You love cats. How's your cat doing?
My cat got put to sleep Friday morning.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, man. I did not know that. Yeah. Did you post that on Facebook?
I did.
Oh, sorry. I don't go on
it only got like 575 reactions, so it's cool.
Homie, I don't go on social media. I'm never on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, but I'm not on Facebook.
Fucking twatter.
Dude, it's just too much, man. And then I get, next thing you know, I just get sucked in. And then I'm there for like 45 minutes. I'm like, what did I just do with my life? Looking at people's
flirting with dudes and sending dick pics. And
yeah, that's what I do on Facebook.
Poking random strangers.
That poke thing. What the hell is the poke thing? What do you do when you poke somebody? Like via Facebook.
When I was single, I used it to kind of lay the foundation with girls I wanted to have sex with.
But did you know the girls?
Sometimes.
So what? But what's it mean? It means like, hey, I'm checking you out. Poke me back.
It's like, hey, I'm lazy. Just want to test the waters. Poke.
Wow. I never knew that. I got poked by a lot of dudes. I never got chicks. Chicks never poked me. Why don't chicks poke me?
They probably could.
I bet
it's
you
called
got
pegging though.
Pegging?
Yeah.
On Facebook, it's called pegging, or in real life?
In porn.
No, I'm not talking about porn. I'm talking about Facebook.
Oh.
Chicks never poked me. It's always dudes.
Go on Craigslist.
I'm not going on Craigslist.
Men seeking women, looking for a lady to poke me.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'll either get robbed, shot, or it'll be like some freaking 300-pound ugly. No offense to the big women out there.
Doesn't matter. It's not like you're going to be looking at her.
Yeah. No. What, you do it with your eyes closed?
I'm just saying. If you want to get poked, she's probably going to have some sort of apparatus to poke you with.
I meant social media, metaphorically.
Not literally. Literally.
No, I don't literally want.
Because that's called pegging, not poking.
Yeah, I don't want to be pegged. Well, maybe. Depends on who's pegging. Back to your cat. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thanks, buddy.
I know she was, he was very important to you. So I did not know that, man. I'm sorry. That sucks.
He was 18 years old. He lived a good life.
Yep. I bring this up because we were talking about I think you mentioned your cat last week because I know we've talked about it, but I think on the show you mentioned it was
two weeks ago.
So did you see that, did you watch the, Westmeister dog show?
Westminster?
Yeah, that too.
It's on my DVR. Don't ruin it for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know who won. I mean, I'm not really talking. Is it really on your DVR? Yeah. Did you tape it because of what they're doing this year?
No, I just I have a weird thing. I like the dog show every year. And honestly, it's because of wrestling. Because there was that twice a year, they would preempt Raw.
Oh, yeah, and they'd always
for the
put
Westminster Dog Show.
Yep.
So I would just watch the dog show just out of spite. Just like, well, fuck you. You're not going to give me my fucking WWF Raw. I'm going to watch these dogs. And then I just got addicted to the dog show. So I watch it whenever it's on.
So did you hear about the big news this year?
No.
So this year, they introduced cats to the dog show.
That's bullshit.
It's true. For the first time for the nation's premier dog show, as part of the informational companion event showcasing various breeds of both species, it includes cats, and there's a cat agility demonstration contest. Yep. Now, they aren't in the official, you know, prancing, do the whole maze and all that type of stuff competition that the dogs are in, but cats.
They don't do that for Westminster, bro.
Yeah, they do. No, they jump. Don't they like
that's
jump?
A completely different event.
I thought that they do
no,
the
they just
prancing
walk them around in a circle.
And the grooming, and I thought that they
no,
had to
they
do
just,
one where they listen.
No. They just.
Oh, that's freaking boring.
The vet, like, feels up their face and then their ass.
Looks
and then,
their teeth
yeah.
and their haircut. I thought that they had to, like, jump and listen to commands.
The owner gives them, like, a bite of a treat, and then they drag them down the thing, and then they drag them back. And
so why do you like that?
I get along better with animals than I do human beings, and I miss my dog that I put to sleep back in 2004.
What kind of dog?
She was mostly Rottweiler with a little bit of Black Lab.
Why don't you get a new dog?
My wife is deathly afraid of dogs.
But if you get it from the beginning, she'll love
dogs. Yeah, I know.
Dogs.
I tell her that all the time, but she doesn't listen to me.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like,
she wants.
Puppy?
She said that we could get a dog if it ends up being less than 8 pounds as an adult.
That's not a dog.
Exactly.
That is not a dog.
I just want a Rottweiler.
Yeah.
I love Rottweilers. Female. Overfeed them. Get them fat. Make them lazy. They're lovable. But I'll tell you something. If you come into my house and you're not somebody that she knows, she will literally probably bite your face off.
I had a golden retriever. I think I've mentioned on the show before. It was the best dog in the entire world. But now the new dog I want is St. Bernard. I had one as a kid. It's kind of the same as what you're saying with a Rottweiler. It can be lovable. Get them big.
I can't afford to feed a fucking St. Bernard, bro.
A Rottweiler is the same thing, man.
No.
A Rottweiler can get up to 100 pounds, easy.
And St. Bernards are typically 140 plus.
Depends. I mean, they can, but I mean, it's not that much difference.
No, because my whole theory with...
You put them on a ration, you ration their food, man. You give them once
so
in the morning,
you
want to
have like an anorexic fucking
not
St.
anorexic,
Bernard.
You give them enough. Too many people just fill up a huge, big bowl of food and they leave it there all day. And the dog's gored. You can't do that, man. You want to expand their life. So you give them certain amount of food per day, like five,
like
six
they're in
cups.
Prison.
Hey, and then they're gonna get scraps, man. I got kids. You know how much food is probably they're gonna eat? He'd eat off the floor.
I feel like it's like the Boondocks at your house. You know what I'm talking about?
No, the Boondocks, a TV show.
Well, the cartoon, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
In what way? Like messy? No, our house is super.
No,
quiet.
I feel like your little one is like mad mouthy and runs the house.
He's not mad mouthy. He is freaking hilarious. I don't put up with the mad mouth. Like, I will whoop or put on timeout. So, kids, either. But, yes, he runs the house.
I'm going to take your iPhone 8 away from you, and you can't use your Xbox One for, like, 3 hours, okay?
You know the funny thing is? The older one didn't get good grades on his report card. And so, boom. Yesterday, I spent, like, 2 hours erasing every game from his phone. I took all social media apps off. He can only use it for
Did
phone.
Did you check his browser history to see if
he's
looking at
I
porn?
I checked no porn. I looked.
Does he know to do it in private mode? Is that it?
No, he has no idea.
How old is he?
14.
He knows about porn.
Oh, no, he knows about porn.
He and I have had conversations about UltimateSlender.com.
Yeah, sure, yeah, sure.
Oh, speaking of porn, quickly, I misspoke last week when we were talking about I had said that one of my favorite porn websites was painal.com. I was wrong. It's painaltube.com. PAINALtube.com.
Got to put the tube in there.
A couple people actually hit me up said, I tried that website and it doesn't exist. Are you? Yeah.
You had a couple people. So a couple of your personal friends hit you up. They were just all excited.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you really didn't sell me on that. It sounded like it was just painful and rapey. And people hit you up and be like,
it's
yo,
not
man,
rapey.
It doesn't work. What's the real... address. Yeah. I've learned with porn sites, you just add tube to everything.
Yeah.
Like,
so for you, it's twink tube or...
No, one of the crazy ones is
mad fat cock tube.
xhamster.com. Yeah. There's no tube on that one, though, but xhamster. Dwayne liked that one the best when I gave it to him.
It's one of the three most popular porn websites.
No, this is, yeah, but this is back in 2010 before Pornhub and YouTube.
No, Pornhub existed in 2010.
No. I said before they were like common. Like at that point, people were still paying.
RedTube, uporn.com.
Yeah, it was uporn, Pornhub.
xtube.com.
See, I didn't know.
My favorite is Zoig, Zoig.com. It's because it's user uploaded like homemade porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Zoig, Z-O, what is it?
Zoig.com.
C-O-I-G.
It's like looking through your neighbor's window. It's just regular people doing it.
Are they hot though?
Sometimes they're just regular people.
Can you watch and get off on just regular, like, not super attractive people?
If it's super rapey, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
No, I don't know. Like, sometimes you're in the mood for a little reality check when you're you know, stroking the one-eyed wonder weasel, and you know it's just. You know, you just kind of want to have this reality check of like, look, that's Bob and Susan from Casanova, and they're making love in front of a fire, and while they both...
Did you ever find anybody that you know?
Oh, God, yeah.
No, shut up. You went to this Zoig.com?
No. But do you know how many people in Syracuse have porn? I'm not naming names. I'm not going to drop sites, so just know that. But not only are there like straight up... Like four or five girls I know that have done produced porn. There's like three or four girls that I know that like make a living doing cam work.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
You know what's super awkward is like when you're friends with a cam girl on Facebook and like
somebody's
they
like,
post like some like screen caps of what they're doing and you're like, oh, that's awkward. I don't need to see your ass. Because you come to my bar all the time and see shows, and it makes it really awkward for me.
Or they say, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss, and then another friend is like, hey, isn't that the girl from the cam porn website? That's probably got to be a little awkward for your wife.
Well, she doesn't care.
See, but do you know couples that have posted their own sex stuff on?
Yeah.
What? Do they tell you, or do you just randomly, you're skipping through stuff and you see it and you're like, holy shit, that's Jim and Julie from freaking Liverpool.
It's Jim and Julie Bayon doing it on the internet.
I knew you were going to go there. Fine.
I would love to watch Jim and Julie Bayheim fuck.
Because
I feel like he's just like, he's going to be picking his nose the whole time.
This is all you. You can
being
say
like
it,
super
can't.
Weird. But Julie Boehm for an older broad is relatively attractive.
She's very
willing to bet that her pussy doesn't feel like a cat's tongue.
Oh, Jesus.
Like other women in their 50s.
So glad I never gave my last name out on this. Speaking of Super Bowl, did you have
name?
What's that? I can't say that,
Jason
man.
Rodriguez.
My family. Jason Rodriguez. Hisson. My family knows them, man. I can't be saying anything like that.
Your family knows the Boeheims?
Like, personally.
Cool. See if they have any fuck tapes.
Oh, gosh. I'll tell you some stuff off the air that's going down.
Are they like swingers?
Dude, I'll tell you off the air. I'm not going to be saying anything.
You can give me a little nod. Are they swingers?
No. If I give you a nod, you'll acknowledge it, and everybody on who listens will know.
Is Julie Boeheim getting it from more than just Jim?
Oh,
is Mike Hopkins filling in for Coach Boeheim at home, too?
You do realize how in trouble we could get for this.
Why?
Huh? I don't know, man.
Jim Boeheim has some sort of like fucking mob cleaner that's going to come and stab me or something?
No, they got kids. No. I don't mean like anybody's going to mess with us physically. They just would be upset. They got kids.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
90% of the people that do internet porn have kids too.
But they don't do internet porn, and they're not swingers, to my acknowledgement, okay? I will answer that question.
Okay.
It's not anything like that. Just anyway, did you end up having a Super Bowl party?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Did you see this thing from Tostitos, what they have, what they introduced for the Super Bowl, but then going forward? So you get this Tostitos bag, and at the bottom of it, once the chips are all gone, you've dumped them out, there's a breathalyzer test in the bag. So you breathe into the bag and it'll tell you if you are too drunk to drive home. And the other feature is if you swipe your phone, if you like tap your phone on the bag on some code, it will give you like
herpes?
No. Why is everything herpes with you? I'll give you Uber. I'll give you like 10% off like an Uber drive and all that.
I heard Uber's like now legal in New York.
Did it officially come through? Yeah, it's on the verge.
Yeah.
Cuomo's trying to pass it.
I love that, man. Uber would be
because it was only in New York City, but it wasn't Uber. Because
I fucking hate the cab drivers in Syracuse.
They're the worst. It costs you like $45 just to go.
No, that's not even what I'm talking about. They drive like this city actually has fucking traffic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're a little too aggressive for a city where, like, you don't need to drive aggressively to get where you're going.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how many cab drivers I've smacked the shit out of in my life?
How many?
Quite a few.
Really?
Definitely more than five.
You have literally physically attacked a cab driver.
Yeah, we got to remember I had a bar downtown for a while, and they would just be, like... Like, I had one jump the curb, hit a fucking parking meter, and sent it into the front door of my nightclub.
What?
Yeah, that dude got the shit smacked out of him. Because he wasn't drunk or anything, he was just being too aggressive to try and get a fare.
And so what? Did the cab company end up paying for the damage?
Yeah. Damn. But I still pulled him out
when
of the
fucking cab. When you smacked him, would you just give him, like, the open hand, five-finger slap? Or
I
did
spit
you, like,
in my hand first.
Did you really? That's did the rock spit? That's what I'm talking about.
I know. That was way. I did it way before your boy did.
Oh, come on.
Way
dude.
Before.
You don't know when he was
doing
that on
shit in high school.
Dude, you don't know what he was doing in Hawaii. Maybe he came out of the womb and he spit on his hand and smacked his grandma around. Samoan style.
No, you don't
that's
do
how they
that
do
to
it.
Mrs. Maivia.
It's love. Maybe
you know,
that's how
do you
they
know
greet
that
each
she
other.
She was the preeminent booker in Hawaii for many, many years?
Yes, I did know that, actually. Yep.
What's her name?
I don't know her name, man.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't
let's move along because we're 30 minutes in and we haven't really talked about anything other than me being banned from Canada.
That's kind of cool, though, right? That the bag. Like, do you honestly think, though, that you could, like, how do you hold in your breath to get an accurate reading? And can you imagine being at a party and they empty the bag and they're like, before anybody walks out the door and you give your keys back,
you're like,
probably
use it
the
once.
Bag. What's that?
I feel like you could probably only use it once.
It didn't say there was a limit on it.
I bet
like
you
breathe
you can
in the
only
bag.
Use it once.
Well, who,
well, you know those fucking things in the bar it. Where you put like fucking $5 in and then you breathe into a straw into the wall and then it tells you if you're drunk or not.
I forgot about those. Yeah. Are those accurate, being a bar guy?
Kind of, but I think they're a waste of money.
And not only that, but I mean, isn't it the same straw that everybody's putting in their fucking mouth?
No, it's like you put a new straw in.
Oh, you put a new straw in.
Yeah.
I've never used that because I don't drink and drive.
I used to.
Really?
Not like
that's my BS question of the week. Not drinking and driving, but we'll get into it about cops being pulled over. So hold that. I did want to get into one more thing before we get into wrestling, because there is some fun wrestling. So I wanted to get into this thing that I thought would be kind of cool because I'm from the movie world. You're from the film world, and so this guy kind of meshes.
I'm not
in
from
both
the film world.
I'm from the movie world. You're from the music world. Did I say film world?
You said film.
Film and movie. Told you I'm out of it. You're from the music world. So Johnny Depp, do you hear this about his spending lifestyle, what he spends?
No.
So they're saying that he spends $2 million a month on stuff. So here's some of the stuff. He spent millions on 45 luxury cars. He refuses to fly in anything but a private plane. Costs him $200,000 a month. He spends $30,000 a month alone on wine, flown in all of from the world. $30,000 a month on wine. That's like
$1,000 a day. So what?
That's most people's that's a large chunk of our society's annual salary on wine.
But how many people in our society could make those pirate movies?
A whole bunch of them. He has 40 full-time employees around the world, costing him $300,000 a month.
All right.
I mean, hey, he gets people jobs. Well, he's earned it, but he sued his management company $25 million, probably because and that nasty divorce he's going through. Homeboy needs some money. That's why there'll probably be another 15 pirate movies.
There's a new one coming. You saw the preview for it during the
Super Bowl. You like that?
I've never seen any of them.
I was super excited about that. Anyway, that was my Johnny Depp update.
I want to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2 really bad.
I didn't like that trailer though, man. I didn't think the trailer did it justice.
Gru's back.
Yeah, you like that.
I like
you probably like Batista.
No.
Get all up in that.
My favorite character is Gru.
Isn't it Groot?
Yeah.
You say Gru.
Yeah.
Is it
Gru?
Well,
the little
or
one's
Gru?
Gru. And then when he's full, you remember they.
I never saw it.
Oh, you never saw Guardians of the Galaxy?
I own it.
It's
but
Groot
I haven't seen
when
it.
He's Groot.
Oh,
and
when
then
he's big
when
tree.
When they
Groot.
Take the splinter of him and put him in like potting soil to regrow, they call him Gru. because he's growing.
I did not know that. I always thought it was just Groot.
Yeah. Well, Groot's nothing. Back, but it's the splinter that grew from the original Groot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what pissed me off more than anything in all those Super Bowl stuff?
Hmm.
Freaking duck in Transformers. How the duck? I'm gonna, that's what I'm gonna say instead of the F word. How the duck are you gonna make Optimus Prime bad? Why? What? He's like the greatest, one of the greatest superheroes slash good guys of all time. You're gonna make him bad? It's like making Michael Knight bad or Duke from G.I. Joe bad
or Hulk Hogan
or Hulk.
Wait.
Or The Rock bad? How?
The Rock started out
in real life. How can you make Optimus Prime bad?
It's a story arc, bro. Get over it.
Dude, it just pisses me off. Then you're going to have a little Bumblebee beat him up. You know what? Duck you, Michael Bay, and your stupid Transformer movies. I actually like them. But it just pisses me off. Optimus Prime should always be good, and he should always go against bad guys. I don't want to hear this. He's a robot. He's going to have a story arc where he goes bad, he's possessed by something, and then by the end he's good, and he saves the world. Blah, blah, blah. Seen that freaking million times before. You know what else is out this weekend, though? John Wick 2. Go see that, bad boy.
Don't care.
Oh, dude, John Wick was so
awesome.
Jody
tells me all the time about how good John Wick is, but I just don't like Keanu Reeves.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. Keanu, you said you love the first Matrix.
No, I've never seen any of the Matrix
movies.
Oh,
I thought you said you liked the first Matrix.
No, I like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Did you like...
And I liked Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 2, or whatever it was
called. I'm telling you, dude, John Wick is one of the best action movies ever.
I can't deal with Keanu's wooden acting.
But he doesn't say anything in the movie. He says, I'm not exaggerating, he says maybe 15 lines. It's all just him being badass.
He's not badass, though. That's
he is in this movie, man. And the sequel... got 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. Man, it even outdoes the original.
I feel like it's a movie made for a Five Finger Death Punch fan.
No. Come on.
Or Disturbed.
Does Joe like Five Finger Death Punch? And Godsmack?
Maybe.
And Disturbed?
Maybe.
But does he?
Maybe.
You know.
Maybe.
You don't want to trash Joe.
Maybe.
Does Joe listen to the podcast?
Maybe.
I don't like any of those bands.
Yes, you do.
Disturbed's got some decent songs back in the day.
I fucking love Sound of Silence, bro. One of my favorite covers of all time.
I don't even know that song.
Yes, you do. The Simon and Garfunkel cover that was all over the place for like a year.
Like back in the early 2000s?
No, like last year.
Oh, I don't remember
that. The sound.
Oh, that's Disturbed. Silence. Oh, I was thinking of Stain. I don't like Disturbed at all. I like Stain. I used to. F Disturbed. I don't like them. That song.
I had to interview Dave Draymond on his bus.
Yeah, you didn't like that, right?
No, it was uncomfortable.
You said you didn't like him.
I don't like him. He doesn't like me. It was pretty evident.
What, did you guys not like each other before that interview or after that interview?
No, I just, you know.
Of silence.
It was one of those things where, like, most musicians can tell.
No, here, you talk, and then I'm going to.
No, it's distracting.
But did it, did it, did it, did it, do. Okay, go on.
Yeah. Most people, most musicians can kind of tell by looking at someone whether or not, you can tell right away if somebody doesn't like your music as an artist. Like, you know what I mean? Especially if it's like a radio person.
Yeah.
It's like I roll onto the bus looking like me, like I walked out of a hardcore show in 2003. You know, like he knows I'm not a Disturbed guy.
Why? Aren't they hardcore?
No, they're a... fucking radio butt rock fantasy band.
Yeah, but they're kind of hardcore.
No. There's hardcore.
Wait, is that their song too? The wah, yeah. Wah. That's their song? Yeah. Damn. I always thought that they were kind of hardcoreish.
No.
Not I'll like play you, super play, hardcore like Danzig.
Danzig's like, not hardcore either, dude.
Dude. Oh, fine. Not super. Danzig is hardcore.
No.
Gwar?
Not hardcore. That's metal. Hardcore,
so what's hardcore?
Hardcore is like Black Flag. Like
Rollins?
Yeah. Henry Rollins was in Black Flag.
That was the guy, remember months ago when I was trying to figure out he was an actor. But
you know, I have a tattoo
rock
of him on my leg, right?
You do?
Yeah.
You're that big of a Henry Rollins fan?
Yeah.
What?
You ever read his books?
Nah, man.
I'll let you borrow a couple of them. Maybe it'll change your life.
Why would it change my life?
Because he's very...
He's very deep. He is a smart guy. Yeah. He always had great interviews on Howard Stern.
Guess what, bro?
Yeah, you want to get into wrestling?
No, I got to pee.
Oh, Dios mio. Real quick, give it a 5-second yay, nay to the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert that you saw this week.
Okay, let's do what I hate.
Okay.
I hate the new guitar player for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Here's the deal, bro. If you're going to dress like John Frusciante and you're going to act like John Frusciante and you're going to mimic all of his stage moves, here's a fucking novel idea. Play the fucking parts right. Don't do this sloppy fucking bullshit where you're almost playing the part, but your guitar's out of tune, so it sounds like fucking garbage. One of my favorite bands of all time. I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But John Frusciante, by all means, no disrespect to Hillel Slovak, who was the first guitar player that died of a heroin overdose. John Frusciante, in my opinion, made that band. Mother's Milk, Blood Sugar Sex Magik, Californication. Three best albums they had. Those are the three John played on. This new kid, Josh, whatever the fuck your name is, get your shit together. You were John's guitar tech, so you have firsthand knowledge of what those parts sound like.
What happened to John?
John quit the band.
He quit. He was the guy that always looked like the dad in the band?
No.
Who is that guy?
That's Flea, I think.
No.
Or Chad Smith.
John Flea's the bass guy. He's the crazy effer.
John Frusciante was the youngest member of the band by far.
He was,
and
the
he had a
one.
Huge issue with heroin and...
He was the guy that
almost
looked,
died a few times.
He was the guy that had like the short hair. It was always Flea.
Hot, long Kiedis. On top, short on the sides. Always had something tied around his waist.
No, then he wasn't. I think this
You're thinking
was...
of Dave Navarro, I think.
No, man. I'm thinking of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, Dave Navarro was in the Red Hot Chili Peppers for an album called One
Dave
Hot
Navarro.
Minute.
No, I know Dave Navarro. Right,
I'm going to go piss before I piss on the
I'm
going to
look up this. I'll go pee with you.
We back.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So you hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist.
Yeah, Josh Offerman.
Thinking
of Nick Offerman, but his name's Josh. He sucks. Hate him.
Are you in the mic? I don't think you're in the mic.
I'm right here. You can hear me.
Oh, can you? He sucks.
I'm digging through your bag of
candy. Well, was the concert good?
No, not really.
No?
That was my 37th Red Hot Chili Peppers show.
37th? They're on my bucket list to see. I've never seen them once.
Yeah. My very first show that I ever went to the Lost Horizon, which is the venue that I currently manage, I snuck out of my house at age 13 in February of 1986 and went and saw them on their Freaky Styley tour in front of about 20 people at the Lost on a Tuesday night.
Are you serious?
Dead serious, yeah.
They performed at the Lost Horizon?
Twice, actually. They played again on the Uplift Mofo Party Plan tour.
Wow, why don't you get them now?
Oh, because they cost $1.25 million.
Do they? Buffalo played one?
It was sold out.
Yeah, but still.
The hockey arena, bro. Cheapest ticket in the room was $49.50.
Yeah, that's that's like super cheap.
Upper Bowl,
LA. Yeah, when I went and saw U2 at the Staples Center, it was like $75 a ticket, and I was up at the very top.
Yeah.
But I mean, usually hockey arenas are awesome because there's not a bad seat because it's big,
there
but it's
a
not
few
too big.
Just based on like production.
But anyway, all right. So let's get into weekend wrestling. That's why half of you guys and gals listen. So we're going to start out with a little sad news.
Do you really have any female listeners?
Yes, man. As soon as you said you had male HPV, you had female listeners telling you, yo, you should take that back. So, yes, we do.
Will you stop bringing that up?
Well, you stop bringing up that we have female listeners. Yes, we have. We have lots of female listeners.
Yo, if you want an attractive female listener, send us a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Prove it.
That's right.
No nudes, though. We're both married.
Especially if you're like from down in South Carolina where you're going to be. Dixon and his wife will meet up with you.
No.
Yeah.
Stop making weird offers that I'm not going to fulfill.
Come on. Why not? How do you know? What happens in Charleston or what happens in South Carolina stays in South Kakalaki?
Yeah, I'm going to eat oysters and drink sweet tea.
Yeah. As you got two ladies naked in your hot tub on the porch.
No.
Boom, chicka, wah, wah.
Those days are behind me, sir.
You used to do that?
What?
You used to have a threesome in a hot tub with two chicks?
I'm not going to say it hasn't happened.
Have you been in a threesome where... Sorry, wrestling fans. You'll have to wait a minute. Have you been in a threesome where the two girls made out and hooked up, and you only hooked up with the girl that you were with? So you didn't hook up with both girls. The girls were kind of hooking up, and then you would hook up with your girlfriend or your girl that you knew that got you into that situation. You know what I mean?
There was one where... There was only one vagina, but everything else was shared.
Everything else was shared. So you were only able to go into one vagina, but you were able to like kiss and hook up with the other stuff. Would you ever do a threesome if... I know you're married, so hypothetically speaking, and I'm not saying with your wife, but just in general, who you are as a person. Could you do a threesome where the girl that you're with is hooking up with the girl, and you're only allowed to hook up with your girl?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as I get to watch her with the other girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, would you ever, after that's done, get jealous and be like, every time she's out with her girlfriends, be like, oh, crap, is she like scissoring somebody?
No.
No? I don't know how I feel about that.
I've actually dated girls where it was okay that they had little side things.
With their girls?
Yeah. My typical rule was, you got to tell me about it, and I would prefer to watch, but I don't necessarily have to.
But she had to tell you about it.
Yeah.
So when she would come back and tell you about it, would you be like, what the freak? You hooked up with that chick?
No.
Hooked up with Susie from the block?
Like, yo, I want details. Lots of them. Let's go.
And then she'd give them to you?
No.
Were you ever worried about like catching anything or bringing anything back to your penis?
No.
No? What would they do?
Was
it like just kissing or was it like full on like fun stuff?
Box tasting.
Jeez, do you just come up with this stuff off the top of your head, or do you have it like, do you have it like a list of things to describe
you
sexual activities?
You think I honestly asked you? You think I actually knew you were going to ask me about having like weird threesomes in my 20s?
No, no, no. But I'm saying, do you have a list? Does it like?
It's part of my vernacular, sir.
Box tasting. I think that should be our new goal. Is every week you teach me a new way to say something. Like, I didn't know what docking was. I didn't know what Lucky Pierre was. I didn't know what was the last week's? It was something.
I don't know.
It was something
I'm
crazy.
Sorry that you live such a vanilla life, bro.
Actually, I don't, but I've just never heard of all this slang, sex slang. I feel like I got the real live Urban Dictionary right here with me when it comes to.
A little bit.
Yeah, I like it. So,
shit, son.
Super
Yogi
duper.
Junior mints are damn good.
Dude, I hooked you up today. You've been hooking me up for a couple months, so I appreciate it. Super duper awkward transfer. Not really a great way to do this, but now into officially the wrestling.
Chavo Sr.'s dead.
That was the super duper awkward transfer right there.
Might as well get it out of the way.
Chavo Guerrero Sr. passed away. That was the very first thing on the list right there. Chavo, you just made the list. Sorry.
See, now that was rude.
That was rude. He made my list of things. He was number one. I tied it into something that is current in today's wrestling. I thought it was actually quite skillful, if I do say so myself. So that was sad. Were you a big Chavo Guerrero Sr. fan?
Nope.
Okay. That was...
In the Guerrero family, great lineage, whatever, but I'm too young to remember the older Guerrero's glory days. Like, I saw him play... When they were in their 40s, they were wrestling like six-man tag team matches on the AWA show on ESPN.
Yeah, and then he had a little stint between, I think, Eddie and Chavo Jr. in the E. I think it was like 99.
Yeah, it was definitely.
It was 2000s. Like, oh, yeah, because like Eddie wasn't in there in 99. Yeah, it was. I actually was surprised that he's only 69. I guess I just assumed that he was in
his
80s.
Favorite number.
That's Kronk's favorite number. But I was shocked at how young he still is.
Meh.
Speaking of young, you hear about Fab Mello from Syracuse University?
Dead.
Dude, 26, died in his sleep, man, Brazil. It's not wrestling.
Cocaine's
still
a hell of a drug.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh, man, you're just dropping stuff you don't even know. Gosh, just because he's
had to be
Brazil.
Drug-related.
Maybe he's a big dude. Maybe he just had like a heart defect and nobody knew about
Maybe
it.
Maybe he ate too much bacon.
Yeah, exactly. Laced with cocaine.
Chances are it's drugs.
So during this week's WWE earnings call, Vince McMahon announced potential plans to begin live events for the Cruiserweight division. He noted that the company plans to increase revenue by increasing merchandise for the brand as well. Do you think this could be good to get that Cruiserweight division off the ground, maybe have some live events and build it that way?
You're talking, I mean, how many people do you honestly think in your typical B or C market, we're talking Syracuse, Rochester, Modesto, California, Bakersfield,
Scranton.
How many people in a market that size are going to come see an all cruiserweight show?
Detroit.
No, Detroit's an actual big
I'm
city.
Just kidding. That's a shout out to my boy Hot Tag.
Your Hot Tag.
Hot Tag Designs, by the way, did you see that picture he did with me of the taxi driver? He wants to know your opinion on that. I said you were upset because he left you out.
No, I'm cool. Don't do shit with my picture. I'll stab you.
No,
it was cool.
I thought it was kind of cool. Put Scabby J on the cab. Bastard. It's interesting. I think the biggest issue with this Cruiserweight division is so many... Half the people think it's being run poorly. They don't like the storylines. They feel like
I think you should be less story oriented and more action oriented.
Exactly. And so some people are saying that it's too spot oriented and it's too much. It feels like it's choreographed and it's not real wrestling. And the other half is saying, listen, what these guys were doing
on the indies.
Yeah, and what worked for WCW with the Cruiserweight division and then TNA and the X division was you were doing stuff that you hadn't seen before.
With the X division, though, there wasn't a weight class.
Exactly. But you were doing wrestling style that you hadn't seen before. Well, and they incorporate these guys on Raw, it's the same style of everybody else that's on the roster. It's like there's nothing that's that different.
Well, I think we're building towards Neville versus Austin Aries, which would be dope.
That's going to be WrestleMania. That'll be awesome.
I would like to see Gallagher get a less campy push. I don't really know why.
Who does he go against? He's a face. I mean, like,
you got to develop a good heel for him.
I know. Who? Because I feel like the heel.
Brian Kendrick. But I know they're working Kendrick with the Japanese kid, Tozawa. Yeah,
who was awesome on Raw. He was awesome. He could really help that division. I'm not on my personality wise.
He's just got to learn the TV style a little bit better.
Yeah,
there were a few times where you could tell he was lost on where the camera was.
Why do Japanese wrestlers? Why are they so good with their facial expressions and not giving a crap what the crowd says? Like even when he went up to the turnbuckle and he was doing his and he would just say stuff. It felt like it was really him. Whereas when you see American style wrestlers, white, black, Latin, it doesn't matter. When they do that, it just feels cheesy and nobody cares. Am I making sense on that? Like, there feels like that there's something ingrained in a Japanese wrestler where their persona feels organic.
Well, it's because Japan is kind of a hotbed for wrestling in the internet wrestling community, and most marks have, like, this weird affinity for Japanese wrestling, whether it's good or not.
I never even knew anything about New Japan Wrestling until maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago.
When it started airing on Axis?
That's the first time I ever saw it. But when I started listening to wrestling podcasts and they would talk about it, so that's when I started knowing about it. But it wasn't until Axis was the very first time I ever even saw a wrestler from them, because I was like, whatever, Japan, I'm not going to care about that. But it just feels like he showed more personality in that one match and getting up on the turnbuckle after he won, or even that exchange with Kendrick, than half of that other roster has done. Because they just come out with this smiles and they're like, oh, I'm happy-go-lucky. Like, whether it's, I love Cedric Alexander, but Alexander, Swan, TJ Perkins, they all feel like the same vanilla character.
Even though some of them are milk chocolate.
Ah, hello. TNA co-founder Jeff Jarrett once again is running the promotion. According to the Wrestling Observer, Jarrett has officially replaced John Gabrick as head of the Impact Wrestling. The change happened approximately 2 weeks ago. Dutch Mantel and Scott D'Amore are also D'Amore are also back working creative.
I hope they all have never-ending diarrhea for the rest of their lives.
Would you ever go work for TNA if you knew that Jeff Jarrett was running the whole thing?
Nope.
We said before we went on air that you said that's going to be the death of him, and I said the sweet, sweet irony that the man who creates it will kill it.
That's kind of how it should be.
Yeah, pretty much. Tyler Bate will put his WWE United States Kingdom on the line next week on NXT. The inaugural champion.
United States Kingdom. His UK title.
Yeah.
Not United States Kingdom.
That's what they call it.
The United States Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what was written here. I copied and pasted it.
Well, whoever you copy and pasted that from is a retard.
Oh. SEScoops.com.
Yeah. SEScoops.com.
I'm going to tag him on this and be like, hey, you freaking ducking idiots. Anyway, he's going against Trent Seven on NXT. That'll be good. I'm glad that they're bringing him on that show. We talked about Aries Neville match at Mania. That'll be pretty dope.
Yeah, I like Austin Aries.
Yeah. And he has a personality and can talk well on the mic, so I think that'll be.
And he's
good.
A little monster in the ring, man.
Yeah, he is. So I printed this out. I thought this would be pretty cool. So there's the Hidden Gems matches are now going to be on this on the network. And there's some really old school ones. And you're always trying to teach me and school me on the old school matches. So some of these, tell me what you think. So you got a killer challenge. Killer Kowalski takes on Mr. Moto and Duke Kiyomuka.
Way before my time, but do you know who Killer Kowalski trained?
52. Yeah. That's pretty dope. I want to watch that. Just
19 years before I was born, sir.
I know, but it's still pretty cool to say 1950.
21 years before I was born. Do you know who, can you name three wrestlers that Killer Kowalski has trained?
The Rock, Hulk Hogan, and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No. No. And no.
Andre the Giant.
No.
Give me an idea.
Triple H.
Oh, man, give me a hint. Okay.
China.
China.
And
hint, let me guess.
A multitude of 2CW guys are third generation Kowalski.
So I wasn't
guys.
That far off with The Rock and Stone Cold.
You were wicked far off.
What are you talking? Triple H and China were right in the same time frame. I picked a guy wrestler from the Attitude
but
Era.
Not
I was being
the
totally
Boston
sarcastic.
Area.
And Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan.
There you go.
I told you, dude. I'm out of it. Legends of Texas Wrestling. Joe Blanchard, Cowboy Bob Ellis.
Joe Blanchard, father of Tully Blanchard, grandfather of Tess Blanchard.
And he's going. They're going against Bob Geigel, Gary Hart.
Bob Geigel, who at one point was the commissioner of the NWA.
Look at that. Gary Hart.
Gary Hart ended up being a manager, most notably for the Great Kabuki.
And Waldo Von Erich.
Who was the original Von Erich? He was sort of think about like what George Steele was doing in the 80s. That's what Waldo was doing back then.
That matches from 1966. Bruno battles a caged animal. Bruno Sammartino versus George the Animal Steele from 1970.
And this was way before George Steele was the lovable, chubby,
like,
hairy
guy
with the stuffed
green
animal.
Tone. Yep.
What was that stuffed animal called?
Dude, I have no idea.
Mine. M-I-N-E.
Really?
Yeah, and that was when he was biting turnbuckles.
I remember that, yeah. I never liked that guy.
He's actually like a very intelligent dude.
My wife loved him when she was growing up.
Real smart dude. He was like a college-level English professor.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
It's always the guys that are the craziest in the ring are always like the smartest outside of it.
Spike
Dudley?
Spike Dudley,
but JBL, before he was JBL, when he was part of APA, you never would have guessed that he was like this financial freaking guru.
I saw him on like Fox News or something at a rest stop yesterday.
He's their special.
Stopped and got some Tim Hortons. It was delicious.
Oh, because you're back in Buffalo. Yeah, man. He's their
steak, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel.
He's a Trump guy. A moving demonstration, wrestling moves demonstrated by Danny Hodge, Harley Race, and others. You're a Harley Race fan, aren't
Big
you?
Big Harley Race fan.
Wasn't he in your top 20?
Ran St. Louis and Kansas City for a long time.
There you go. The Cowboy and a Texas Bronco. Cowboy Bill Watts versus Terry Funk, 1975, for the North American Championship match.
Bill Watts, who ran Mid-South Wrestling, UWF, and then had a stint as the guy in WCW for a while. Banging top rope moves, took the ringside mats away.
Really? I only know Bill Watts from his booking and running the territory.
He was,
like,
he was
him as a
badass
wrestler.
Cowboy wrestler.
I'm excited to watch these.
You'll hate them.
Stan Hansen versus Antonio Inoki.
Stan the Lariat Hansen.
Yep, from 1979. Well, I hate him.
Because it's a lot. Wrestling was so different back then.
Yeah,
man.
But it'd be cool just to kind of see it. Nature Boy Ric Flair versus Nature Boy Buddy Rogers, 1979, the Battle of the Nature Boys.
The original Buddy Rogers.
Woo!
The original Nature Boy Buddy Rogers, who died in the ring.
He did?
Yeah.
How?
Heart attack.
Oh, like on TV?
Or no, it was like a house show. I think it was a Lawler show, actually.
In Memphis?
Might have been Memphis, yeah.
Damn. So, like, did they know he died in the ring, or did he,
take him out and then
hospital?
He collapsed.
What? I never knew that. Damn, who was that? Nature Boy Buddy Rogers? Buddy Rogers died in the ring? Fudge. Duck. Big Cat versus Modern Day Warrior, Ernie Ladd versus Kerry Von Erich, 1981.
Ernie Ladd, one of the most important African-American wrestlers of all time. Broke down borders.
He'll be beats the crap out of that Confederate Texan, Kerry Von Erich. Ernie Ladd was bad in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the bad guy. Yeah. Kerry Von Erich was
always face.
The goddess.
Yeah. All the chicks loved him. The Size of a Giant, Andre the Giant segment from Mid-South Wrestling from 1983. That'll be pretty cool.
That was before he got all fat.
Yeah. Well, and a super drunk. Cruiserweight Pioneers, the best of two of three falls. The Lightning Kid, Sean Waltman versus Jerry Lynn from 1992. Skipping that.
Are you serious? Jerry Lynn?
Jerry Lynn's cool, but dude, I'm not.
Waltman back then was actually good. That was way before any of the
Oh, this
six
is
a
Lightning Kid.
Yeah,
I didn't like him as a 1-2-3 kid.
No, this was the same kind of character, but it was definitely him trying to be like a Power Ranger with karate.
The Funks Make Bad Company, the Funk Brothers versus Brian Pillman and Bruce Hart, 1995 Stampede Wrestling. That'll be pretty cool.
Bruce Hart was one of the underrated Hart brothers,
and Pillman's just badass.
Festival de Lucha, Conan, Mysterio Jr., Hector Garza, Silver King versus Jericho, and Team Pilot for a WCW Lucha show that never aired, 1999. Well, that'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
An Ultimate Encounter, Edge and Christian versus Nova and Frankie Kazarian, 2001. The Beast meets Batista versus Brock Lesnar. Seriously. This looks good. From OVW.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check that out. 2001.
Back Batista when Batista was Leviathan.
Yeah, Leviathan. Yep, meets Leviathan. Man, you've got a good memory. And Gold Before Justice. Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns before they were the Shield. February 5th, 2012. That'll be pretty cool. Mm. Those are some good ones, man. When I saw it was Batista versus Brock, I'm like, seen that, but not OVW.
Yeah, it was when he had like the metal choker and wore eyeliner and
who, Brock?
Batista.
Oh yeah. He looked exactly. He looked like he was a bouncer at a strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or he looked like he was one of those
guys.
Well,
no, bouncers at strip club usually look like they're from The Matrix.
That's true. He looked like he was one of
Blade.
What's that?
I'm here to see some titties, Daywalker.
What's that movie Magic Mike? He looked like he was from Magic Mike.
I don't know what that is.
The stripper movie with, you've never, dude, that was a huge, they had a sequel, it was a huge hit. Channing Tatum is the lead, and Kevin Nash is one of his male stripper dancers. He's got a real role in both movies, character, arc, and everything. You never knew that?
No.
Magic Mike is streaming on Netflix, and it's Channing Tatum and a group of guys, and it's based on
the
true story.
Is it about dudes stripping?
Yeah, it's based on Channing.
I'm sure why you watched it.
It's based, dude. I actually have never seen Magic Mike.
Then how do you know so much about it?
Because I'm a film guy. I know everything about every movie. I've never seen Split or what is that? Splinter or that Split movie that just came out in the box office, number 3.
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Yeah, I know everything that happens in that movie. I never saw it though.
Don't ruin it for me.
Oh, I know everything.
Oh,
I'm a giraffe right now.
I did watch Unbreakable last night, which is one of my favorites.
That and Signs are my two favorite Shyamalan movies.
I like the
Sixth Sense is really, really good, but
yeah. I really like The Village. Fan of that one.
See, I didn't.
And then the other one, which
just
was
too cold. I didn't care about
the Happening. I fucking love The Happening.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so cheesy and bad, but you liked it because it was.
You're
bad.
Out of your fucking mind.
The Happening was so stupid, dude.
You're
but it was good stupid. Like, there's a difference. Like, it's campy, dumb, stupid.
No, I thought that movie was creepy. And
Signs was awesome.
Signs was all right.
Unbreakable was the bomb. So you don't know anything about Split?
I mean, I know what it is, and if you ruin it for me,
but
I will
you don't
stab
know,
you in the throat.
You don't know the ending?
Mm-mm.
All right, anybody who has seen Split and is listening to this knows exactly.
If you ruin it for me, I will come to your house and stab you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to our 13 listeners.
Well, why would the 13 list? Well, those are your own personal friends. All right, so speaking of some of the commercials, movie trailers at the Super Bowl.
We're in wrestling. Let's stay in wrestling.
Yeah, I know. That's where we are. We're in wrestling. This is my wrestling thing. Did you see The Rock's movies, Baywatch? Dude,
I don't care about The Rock.
Dude, Baywatch looks so freaking funny. Central Intelligence is awesome?
No.
Yes, it's because you don't like Kevin Hart, who I love Kevin Hart. He's like
he's
one of
Black
my
Dane Cook.
What? How dare you? Good day, sir, to you. That is, duck you. Duck you up your stupid A for saying that. Dane Cook is one of the biggest jokes ever to cross into Hollywood. Kevin Hart is freaking hilarious. He's one of the biggest stars, and he can do anything from acting
to... But he's
to,
like 4'6", and he's not funny.
Doesn't matter his height. Some of the great comedians are Danny DeVito.
Awful. Only really like him in
what?
Always Sunny.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We will end it right there. But this ties into wrestling. So 7 Bucks Production, Rock's film company, is teaming up with Mischer Films, WWE Studios, and Film 4 to produce an upcoming feature film, Fighting With My Family. It's the comedy drama is set and written and directed by Stephen Merchant from the original Office. Dude, come on, man. This is wrestling. From Stephen Merchant, the original Office, that tall's funny guy. He's hilarious. He's also was with him in Tooth Fairy. And it's based on the true story of Paige and her family of professional wrestlers. Merchant is going to write it and direct it. Johnson will play a small role in it. Florence Pugh will play Paige, and Jack Lowden will play her brother, Zach. Also, some big names were cast in it. After this was breaking, Lena Headey from Game of Thrones, who plays Cersei. Super awesome.
I don't
300.
Watch that show. Don't care.
You ever see 300? The original 300? The wife of Gerard Butler? You've seen her in tons of... The Purge? The wife in Purge?
Oh, all right, yeah.
And Nick Frost. You know him?
No
one
idea.
One half of the comedy duo with Simon Pegg for Hot Fuzz.
Oh, the fat one.
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing the dad.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
He's kind of funny sometimes.
It's hilarious. So it's based on the documentary, which you can see on YouTube. It's like 50 minutes long, man. And if you ever want to know why Paige is who she is, if you want to say like, oh, it's because of Alberto Del Rio.
No, she's just hot, girl.
Or El Patron or whatever his name is this week. Alberto just watch that documentary. It is a crazy.
Del Rio.
That's pretty cool, man. So The Rock will have probably a cameo in it, but that's pretty big. Got some great cast in it, and should be interesting. I know a lot of wrestling fans will be out there. Super excited. And then also, just last night, The Rock, to some of our listeners, and Dwayne Sexy Johnson, to our other listeners, a.k.a. me, was named Entertainer of the Year at the NAACP Image Awards. Proud of you, my dude. Couldn't have happened to a better person. He deserves it. Love you, Dwayne. Okay, let's get into the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. We're going to go down and give our predictions. I didn't even know this was a match on the Elimination Chamber. I guess this is the pre-show. Mojo Rawley versus Curt Hawkins. Didn't know Curt Hawkins was still with the E.
Yeah, he's doing his face the facts gimmick.
Still?
Yeah.
Is he still pointing to the camera?
I think so.
He hasn't been on SmackDown TV in forever.
Been like 2 weeks.
All right, so who got in that match?
Mojo
times two. Yeah, you got to go Mojo. Nikki Bella versus Natalya. Man, that's been really entertaining.
I just don't give a shit.
Now, Talking Smack was really dope.
I'm going with Natalya just because for a broad her age, she's got a hell of a body.
I wish
this was back in the late 90s, early 2000s when all the whores in WWE would do Playboy.
You know, she would never do that to the Hart name.
I would love to see it, though.
I'm going to go with Nikki because they got to end this feud if they're going to go do that WrestleMania match with her and Cena versus... By the way, did you see... Sorry, I know I stopped mid-thought. Her and Cena versus Miz and Maurice. Did you see Talking Smack?
Nope.
So Nikki is out with Natalya on it, and Natalya like literally does some crazy move where she smashes her face up against a metal bar and is like, yeah, now John's never going to have your baby and never going to want to marry you because your face is all damn. Shit like that. The very next guest on it is Cena, and he doesn't come out to save her. He doesn't come out to say anything, and so... They play the video back to him, and he's just stone cold, like, sitting there, and he's just like, oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I think she took it a little too far. And then he then goes on to talk about how him and AJ are better than everybody else, and they're on another level, and they're just in the zone now, and nobody else in that Elimination Chamber is on their level. And then at the very end, he's like, okay, I'm going to go see how Nikki's doing. And then he leaves, like, total healing him out.
Yeah.
Like, is that what he wants to do? Like, he just doesn't want to give a crap about her? Like,
he's that dude that isn't quite out of his marriage yet.
It's been like 5 years now.
I know. I don't think there's. From what I hear, there hasn't really been like the double signature on the paperwork kind of thing.
Oh, she's pushed it off. Well, he says he never wants to get it. Which explains it. He made Nikki Bella sign a contract. It was like 15 pages long just for to live with him in his house. Who you got in this tag team turmoil match for the championship? Alpha, Slater, Rhino.
Alpha, American Alpha retains.
You think?
Yeah.
You're probably right, but I'm going to go with a little upset. I'm going to say the Usos.
No, it's not happening.
Fine, I'll go with you. I just wanted to be something different. I'm going to go with Connor, the Ascension. They're going to tag team. Alexa Bliss versus Naomi. Cool,
Alexa
by the way.
Bliss.
She looked phenomenal Tuesday night.
Talk about box tasting. How about the two of them together, huh? 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 Little half moon cookie action.
I have never been an Alexa Bliss fan, but she looked.
That ass.
She
oh,
looked
my God.
It wasn't even her ass. It was more of like.
Bury myself in there for weeks at a time.
And you know who else looked good? And I never was a fan of hers either. Mickie James, man. She's bringing the funk lately.
I mean, for an older broad, yeah. I mean, she's...
What's the older? She's like, what, 35?
No, I think she's 37.
No.
She's approaching 40, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Then she's even better then. If
well,
she's
she got
age.
Them fake titties, which don't help, but I'm not
no,
a big fan
help.
Of the fake titties.
Does help.
I don't like them.
I don't like them, but they
you
make
love
her.
Them.
No, I don't. I don't think I've ever been with anybody with fake titties. But they hit,
you
but
know.
They give her a figure. They,
yeah. They she's always had like the hips and ass.
Yeah.
The face has kind of gone downhill.
So who you got in this? Moment. I think this is going to be a really good match. I'm excited, actually, for both of these. There's three women's matches on this card. I'm excited for all
Mickey
of them.
Mickey fighting?
She's fighting Becky Lynch.
It'll be like a schmoz or something. They've got to keep it going.
So what do you have, though?
It's like a double DQ, double count out.
Double.
No finish.
DQ. I think Mickey wins by cheating. Because the face has got the up on Tuesday night when Naomi did that crazy jump over the top ropes. And
I wish she wasn't married to a Uso.
Why? What would you do?
You don't want to know what I would do.
Jesus. Well, you don't like her marrying a Samoan?
Oh, it's not like so much that. Things? It's just, you know.
Like, you just wish she was single.
Yeah.
Well, and what's naked. Her face? Your girl Alexa Bliss just got engaged to some old wrestler.
Yeah, I know.
Apollo Crews, your boy, and Kalisto in a 2-on-1 handicap match versus Dolph.
Ziggler.
Yeah, totally. They gotta have him. And your man, Luke Harper, who's been really
Are you really going to not let me talk? You're just going to jump right over me there?
Oh, I thought you were done.
I think Apollo turns on Kalisto and we end up with the next big tag team on SmackDown of Dolph Ziggler and Apollo Crews.
Is this inside info?
No.
This is just what you think?
Gut instinct.
So you think Crews goes heel? That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Call him Ebony and Ivory or something?
You know, that was our name last week for our podcast. You didn't
Ebony
know that?
Ebony and Ivory.
It was Ebony and Busty.
Live together.
Crews goes heel, teams with Ziggler. See, I like that idea, but I think they're going to keep Ziggler this heel solo because they
There's
need
nothing
that.
For him to do, man. You might as well put him in a tag team, have him go after the gold. And I
yeah,
think
they
Apollo
already got
Crews,
15 tag teams.
Yeah, but they're all useless, man.
I agree. Your boy, Luke Sweet
He's
Eyes
obviously
Harper.
Losing to Randy Orton.
You think, see, I don't, you think it's clean, though.
Oh, yeah.
You think Orton wins clean?
Yeah.
I agree with
and
you,
then
Orton
Bray wins.
Wins
the Elimination Chamber.
And who predicted that before the Royal Rumble? You did not.
Yes, I did.
Dude, you had Chris Jericho win in the Royal Rumble. I said, right. Orton wins the Rumble, Bray wins the Elimination Chamber, and they fight. I actually have audio of what you predicted.
I'm not talking from the Royal Rumble. I said that Bray would win the title in the Elimination Chamber. That's all I said.
When?
When they announced the Elimination Chamber.
After Orton did the...
No, before Orton won the Rumble.
So you thought it was going to be Orton versus Cena? Because you said...
Yeah.
Or not Orton versus Cena, Bray versus... you thought Bray would beat Cena?
Yes.
In there. I don't remember you saying that on the podcast.
I did, though.
We'll
go
fact
back
checkers.
And listen.
Fact checkers.
Did you
check that.
Did you just call me a fag checker?
Fact. Oh. Fact. I don't...
Get that dick out of your mouth.
Use the F word. Gosh, so it's so big. So you got Orton. I think Orton wins, but I think Bray comes and messes it up for Luke. And then the big boy.
Wyatt.
The Elimination Chamber. I'm going to go with my prediction of Wyatt from the beginning. I feel like they would do like a total screw you to the audience because everybody just assumes it's going to be Bray, that they'll have Cena win this, and then on Tuesday they'll have like Bray versus Cena or something like that.
No, there'll be some big angle that makes it happen.
So who do you think is the final? How do you see the order of the elimination? So you have Cena, Styles, Ambrose, Miz, Corbin, Wyatt. Who's the first one to be eliminated?
Ambrose.
Ambrose. See, I say the Miz is. Who's second?
No, because you got to set up the Miz and Cena for this somehow. This is the last SmackDown pay-per-view before WrestleMania,
yeah.
Homie.
So you definitely think that that's going to be the
There's
WrestleMania?
Some sort of Miz-Cena thing in this where they both go. I think it comes down to Wyatt and AJ.
Wyatt and AJ? You think you're going to have AJ do the get pinned?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Corbin versus Wyatt.
No.
I think the way they're doing it is Corbin and Miz are getting some beef with each other the last couple of weeks on SmackDown.
Yeah, but Corbin doesn't have a female lady to tag with.
I just don't want... I mean, I want AJ to... Oh, gosh. The belt should be on AJ. Do you see how over he was as a face this week? And he even told the crowd to shut up, and they still kept going.
Yeah.
He's like the freaking best, man. All right, so we both got Bray Wyatt on that. Did you like Samoa Joe coming out as a hitman in the suit?
Nope.
Well, how would you have him come out, though? Like, what would he dress in?
Dad jeans and an ill-fitting t-shirt.
No, that was horrible the week before. If he came out there like that this week, it would be a laughingstock.
Ring gear with the towel is what I would have done.
Yeah, but it's too weird for a signing because he's not wrestling right there. Like, why would he? Like, his ring gear is...
Truthfully, if we're being honest, I would have gone, like, business Kaz. You know what I mean? Like
what Batista used to wear with, like, the jeans and the shirt tucked in but no jacket?
I would have gone jeans, V-neck, sport coat.
Supposedly, they're going with this... Like, he's the hitman.
Yeah,
like, make
he's
him
too
look
fat.
Like a hitman.
He's too fat to look good in a suit.
He's so good, though, man. That was a really good match.
Yeah.
It was a really good match.
I think you made him look too weak in his debut versus Roman. I think you may have undermined him in a weird way that you shouldn't have. But
I thought that, too, when I watched him. Like, are you serious? So he was going to lose to Roman in his debut, and he's supposed to be this, like, badass for Triple H. But then I was listening to another podcast, and they were saying that if you're going to complain about that, here's a guy from TNA who came up NXT who kills Rollins 1 week. The next week he comes out looking good. He's part of Stephanie and Triple H's team. And then he has the main event on Raw, and he looks really good. You're going to commit about – if you're going to bitch
disagree.
About the schmoz.
Homeboy got titties. Titties and that fat roll on
no,
top of
I
his
belly.
I
didn't mean he looks great.
Oh.
Physically, he looks great. Like, the match was really good.
He needs to work on his shit, dude.
I think he's awesome.
He got titties.
But,
he got
but
little 13-year-old
girl
titties.
He's had that in TNA
for years.
No,
not always. He had some, like, nice, tight... I don't care how big his belly is, but get rid of the pointy 13-year-old girl titties, Joe. I'm just saying. makes me feel like you're prepubescent and I'm doing something I shouldn't when I watch you wrestle.
And on that note, that's the end of our wrestling talk. We got two more things. B-side choice cut of the week for you is? Since you already did your hate?
Can I go, like, super specific to Syracuse? Or is that?
I guess. I mean, you did that with the food thing, and that half the people were like, "What the? Like, I'm never going to eat there." But yeah, sure.
Right,
is it another food thing?
What's that?
Is it another food thing?
No, it's going to be a band. I'm just going to do it. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Barroom Philosophers, awesome band. They're from Syracuse, but you can check their music out. Amazon.com, iTunes.
Yeah, that's different.
The album is self-titled, so it's Barroom Philosophers. The focus track for the album. Cut 3, which is a track called Peter Parker. It's about smoking weed. It's dope, literally. And then the other track on the album that is my personal favorite, and having played the record for a lot of people, is turning into a lot of people's favorite. It's a song called Dunes, which is really anthemic, really cool, and super appropriate for the state of the music industry at the present moment. So if you get a chance to do me a personal favor, get on Amazon.com, get on iTunes, or at the very least, go to barroomphilosophers.com. Preview this music. If I had to describe it, I would say it is equal parts old school 40-ounce era Sublime, modern, although I don't like them, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and then a definitive vibe from, like, Mountain, Leslie Weston Mountain. Mm-hmm. And then everybody seems to think that Dave, the singer, has a certain John Popper quality to his
voice.
But I'll tell
you, in a good way.
The album is so listenable. It's addictive. It's one of those things that I have a hard time taking out of my CD player, and it's just good vibes. I am going to stop listening to it on repeat until the weather changes.
Because it's more of a summer.
It's most definitely a spring-summer sort of thing, and I'll tell you, they sold out the Lost Horizon a couple weekends ago, and it was one of the best live shows I've seen in the room in a couple of years, and we've had Strumbellas, Dreamers, LP, and a bunch of other stuff recently, and I would put that Barroom show above all of them.
And a lot of people, when you say local Syracuse, you played this album for me, and the music doesn't sound like, okay, it's a couple of guys recording it.
This is a band that recorded a legit album that will probably
really
see
good.
Some national attention before the good weather even hits.
It is really, really good. Yeah. Really
good. Barroom, all one word, Barroom, philosophers. com.
Yeah.
Go get some.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're in the part of the country where the sun's always out.
Yeah, if you're...
Because half the people still get sun during this time of the year, so jam onto it. Mine's a little bit different, and Dixon will probably roll his eyes at me. Mine is yoga. Just yoga, man. I know a lot of guys listen to this, and
I eat it some mornings. It's pretty good. I like the one where you flip over the side and it's got like chunks that you can put in your yoga.
You're so stupid. Wah, wah, wah.
See, I mean, it is yogurt.
Yeah, I was talking about yogurt.
Yeah, and you're talking about
I see what
yoga.
You did there.
Okay,
you took yogurt and made a shirt and said yoga. Yeah. And I was like, okay. Yeah,
Chobani flips, bro.
Yeah, the key lime one. Yoga. Anyway.
Hot yoga.
When
do you do hot yoga?
I've never done that. I want to try it, though.
You should do it, especially now that you're bald.
It's like 120 degrees in there and
stuff. For real, though. Yeah. Like, you can sweat more toxins out without the hair.
Yeah. So I have always been an athlete, played all sports all my life. I've always been in the gym, lifting. You know, the older
you
get.
Shower meat gazing.
Jeez. Stop ruining my B-side with some sexual innuendos.
I'm sorry, man. You gave me a bunch of candy and tea, and now I'm hyper as shit.
So yoga, man. If you're a dude out there, I don't care how big you are, how skinny you are, how jacked you are, it is seriously going to be the best thing you've ever done. And get a DVD. I do DDP yoga. That's not a plug. If you don't feel weird going into a class because you're beginning or not sure how to do it.
Can I interrupt one quick second? Gotcha. There is one reason to go to an actual yoga class.
Yes, it's the women.
Women in yoga pants.
Yes, but I am always one.
Take a spot in the back row and don't try real hard and just enjoy the view.
I don't care. Yeah, do that. Do it by yourself. Do it with a bunch of hotties.
Smiles.
It you're taking something very pure and you're making it raunchy and dirty. Anyway, man, it is fantastic. I do DDP yoga. It is awesome. Not only is it just regular yoga, but it's like resistance style training. So you actually do build muscle and pecs and shoulder and biceps all doing yoga. Man, when I do this just for a week straight, my back, my legs, my hips, I feel my neck. I just feel so much thinner. It helps with your mind. Any dude who thinks that yoga, is a girl thing, it's 2017.
Yoga
get
pants
over
are
it.
For women.
Yes, yoga pants. Don't do that. Did you wear a sports shirt, your regular shorts, and a t-shirt?
And a cup.
Don't wear a cup. But it is awesome yoga. And I highly recommend, I truly mean this, and I'm not getting paid for this, nor have I ever met this guy.
Fuck DDP.
Dude, the DDP yoga is awesome. It's awesome, man. It is awesome.
Dallas Page.
I highly recommend anybody doing that, but yoga is my pick. Get into it. New year, new you. Hit it up, man.
Yoga pants.
Yeah, and you get your girl into yoga, man. If you get your girl into
and
yoga, she's wearing the hot yoga. Girls nowadays wear yoga pants just going to the grocery store. Hell, going to work. Now you get to do it as a twosome to be like, hey, babe, you know what? I really want to do yoga.
And once they get real sweaty, you can make out where the b-hole is.
Yeah, man. You get your mats together, and then you're doing all these positions together. It's kind of like
Kama Sutra.
What's that game where it's like right hand on red?
Twister.
It's like Twister with yoga, but you're actually getting exercise
Kama
out
Sutra,
of it.
Bro.
Oh, exactly, and that too. Oh, and man, you'll be able to bend and positions that you never thought were possible.
Mm-hmm. Paneltube.com.
Gosh, you know what? I respected your band. I did not start talking about paneltube.com. Anyway, yoga. BS question of the week. Everyone has been pulled over by cops or have dealt with officers at some point in their life. What is the most effed up time with a cop you had to deal with?
Oh, God. This is way too no.
What do you mean,
there's
no?
There's like 70 of them.
So just give me one. We can have a cop story of the month. That can be one of our new segments.
I thought we decided we were going to go with the question that the kid asked about the local bands.
No, man, that's not the BS question of the week. Is something that's totally fun, and that's the.
This isn't fun. This is going to get me all jacked up.
That's the fan question of the week. And you did 20 minutes on 10 local eateries, and then I repeated the local eateries. So that dude can wait for another week.
All right.
Love you. Keep listening. You'll get those local band mentions next week.
How about I tell a good cop story?
Yeah.
So I had a crappy old Saturn wagon for the longest time. I loved it. It was a car made of plastic, so I enjoyed it. It got great gas mileage. But it was one of those things where, like, I didn't maintain it. It was like a $400 car. So my muffler had fallen off, and it was super loud, and it was a couple of years ago. I hadn't been living where I've been living with my wife for very long. And I pulled onto the road on my way home from the Lost one night. It was like 2:30 in the morning. I pulled over. Like, it was one of those things where I didn't even see a cop. All I knew is that, like, I was doing 40, and the next thing I knew, like, I saw the fucking lights behind me, like, right on my ass. So I pull over.
This is, like, pitch black out and stuff, yeah.
Dude rolls up, and he's like, excuse me, son, where are you coming from? And I was like, oh, I'd appreciate if you don't refer to me as son. Like,
you said that to him?
Yeah.
How old was he?
Probably my, he was a little younger than me.
I was going to say, it's always the younger ones that use that type of stuff.
And he's like, excuse me? And I was like, yeah, I don't like the connotation of that, but, you know, no disrespect, officer, here's my license and my registration. And he's like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I was like, yeah, because my muffler's super loud. And he's like, so if you know why I pulled you over, why haven't you fixed it yet? I'm like, because it's Saturday at 2:30 in the morning and nothing's open right now, like... And he's just like, oh, so you're a smart guy. And I'm like, no, I'm just explaining to you that this recently happened. I'm on my way home from work. Where do you work? I do nights on 95X. I manage the Lost Horizon. How much have you had to drink tonight? I haven't had a drink since July 11th, 2011. Oh, so you're a recovering alcoholic. Well, you would assume that, yes, but no, I have a pancreatic disorder, blah, 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 blah. Wait a minute. Are you that guy that was on the cover of the New Times? Yeah. Where do you live? Up here at 95. Oh, you're so-and-so's daughter's fiance. Yup. Hands me back the license and registration. Apologizes to me for calling me son, for stopping me in the first place, and follows me to the house so that the other five people who are cops on my road don't pull me over.
Really?
Yeah.
Or was he pulling you, or was he following you to make sure that you were telling the truth?
No, like he knew right away. You know what I mean? It all clicked. And he was just like, I wouldn't drive this until you get it fixed.
It was that loud?
Oh, yeah. Dude, there was no muffler on it.
So how, when did
the muffler had fallen off on 481 on my way from the Lost to home.
Okay, so what do you think would have happened to you if you weren't on the News Time? See, that's, again, you're a celebrity. And
I'm just well known. There's a difference between...
You're a local celebrity. You're on the cover of a local newspaper.
Celebrity means that you revel in it and you accept the term of celebrity. I do not. I don't like it. I'm just a dude that's well known.
I disagree with that.
Well, you can disagree all you want, but you're not me, so you don't get to make that decision.
I get to decide if I view you as a celebrity, and I know you don't revel in it. I mean, there's tons of celebrities out there who don't revel in it.
Like who?
Barack Obama.
No, he's a political figure. There's a difference.
He's a celebrity, though. No. He's famous. Okay, fine. You're locally famous.
I'm locally well-known.
Okay. But anyway, what would have happened to you? You think you would have been arrested or just given a ticket?
I just got a ticket. They probably would have impounded the car because it wasn't inspected either.
And made you walk home?
No, they'd have driven me, I'm sure.
Really? I had a... I'll give up effed up.
I don't think you're allowed to because you're supposed to ask me.
What do you mean? I'm supposed to ask you?
Yeah, this is my feature, bitch.
No, it's not. Your feature's a duck. We both answer this. BS question of the week. Like, what...
When did you ever answer one of these questions before?
Every week I've answered
it. That's the would you rather. You're mixing up your features.
No, I'm not.
Stop smoking crack,
son. The BS question of the week is I've always asked.
What was last week's BS question of the week? And what was your answer?
What was it?
Yeah, now you're making stuff up. No,
it was the BS question of the week. The top five was the porn, the BS question of the week. Yes, it was the, if you were stuck on an island with six people, who would the six be? And I gave you my six.
My wife, my kids, my dog, and somebody to eat.
No, and The Rock, and a girl for The Rock so he doesn't get on my bebe.
He wouldn't.
How dare you?
I'm just saying. He's a respectful dude.
If we're on an island, I don't think anything is respectful. He wouldn't. You're alone on an island?
He'd definitely rape you while you were sleeping.
Dude, so he would not
the wife.
Hook up my wife, but he would rape me.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
You can't rape the willing.
I know.
First of all. And second of all, see, I did answer it. So suck on that. Suck it sideways, homie. Fine, I won't answer it. You just want to get out of here.
No, I'm just messing with you. I'm sorry I'm hyper. You shouldn't fill me with candy and caffeinated beverages.
It hurt me, Matt. You know, it didn't matter that you don't remember my answers. It hurt me that you think of me as a producer that gets his segments messed up.
Well, you've been fucking up all day today.
No, just my mouth has been messing up, and my brain. Calmly.
You okay?
No, I'm amped up. This freaking coffee's got me wild.
I know. This tea's got like my. Yeah. I feel like I did a quick little gummer of cocaine.
Seriously,
earlier.
I really feel like they put a little extra something in it. Happened in Los Angeles. I have only been pulled over maybe
Rodney King
three
Rodney
times. King. Nah, dude, it was kind of messed up. So. I'm driving home. I pick up my son. I'm coming from, he's at a friend's house. I'm coming from Compton, and driving over
City
to
Venice. Compton. Yeah.
So coming from Compton, just on Venice Boulevard, just, you know, straight through. I see a cop come up behind me, stop light, blah, 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 go through it. All of a sudden, lights come on. I have no idea because it's like it's L.A. You can't even go fast. So I'm just like, what the hell? I know I don't have any lights out. So I pull over to the side of the road, and he goes, excuse me, do you know that your registration has expired? And I said, yeah, actually, I have an appointment this weekend. And I was kind of like the jackass that would wait until the very last minute to pay for registration. And when I would get pulled over, I'd say, like, yeah, I have an appointment this Saturday to get done. And they'll issue a ticket, and they'll say, okay, within 30 days, if you show the court that you got it taken care of, blah, blah, blah. So I thought that was going to happen. He goes, well, then why do you have a sticker that says that you are registered? I said, excuse me? I go, I don't. And he goes, yes, you do. He goes, on your license plate. And in the state of California, you get a sticker for every year, and each year has a different color. So I'll say like 2013, 2016.
Arizona's the same way, yeah.
So what you do is you take that sticker and you put it in the upper right-hand corner of your license plate. And, you know, a lot of people will just put a sticker on top of a sticker instead of peeling it off or scraping it off. So what I didn't realize was my wife was driving the car. So I have my son, who at this point was probably 8 or 9, in the passenger side. This cop is like on me, and he's just like, are you lying to me right now? Like just total, just on it. And I'm like, no, sir, I'm really not. I go, I have no idea what you're talking about. He goes, whose car is this? I said, it's mine. He goes, who drives it? I said, I do. He goes, anybody else? I said, my wife. And he goes, well, you illegally have a sticker that says you're registered on here. He goes, that's a federal offense. He goes, I can pull you in right now and arrest you. I said, okay. I go, I really did not do this. I have no idea who put that there. He goes, so you're telling me that a sticker just magically appeared on the corner of your license plate? I'm like, I have no idea. I go, if my wife did it, that she did it. I go, she is not here. I can't ask her. I go, I really don't. He goes, step out of the car right now. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So now my son's kind of freaking out. So he goes, son, stay in the car. He goes, if we arrest your father, we'll have child protective services come and pick you up. To my son. I'm like, what the freak? So I pull out in the back. I go into the back of my SUV. There's a guy on a sidewalk. And he goes, so this guy says he doesn't know how it got there, and maybe his wife put it there or somebody put it there. I'm like, I really, you know, at this point, I'm nervous, but I'm also telling the truth. I really had no idea. I did not put it on there. And, you know, when you, well, not you because you don't really give a shit, but when you have the cops coming down on you, like
You're about to cry, right?
No, not cry, but you're like about to stutter. You're like, yeah, no, I'm telling the truth. You know, you're kind of swallowing at the same time you're trying to talk. So it comes out as a stutter. So then that guy repeats. He goes over to my son and he goes, where's your mom right now? He's like, I think at home. He goes, okay, you might have to have her come pick you up to jail. Like, I'm like, what? Why are you talking to my kid that way? So they made me peel the sticker off on the side of the street as they both were standing over me with their hands on their gun. Like, I'm going to do something. One guy was. They got another cop car to come over. So that guy gets out, two guys behind me, and then the one who's standing at the window with my son and holding the door shut so he couldn't get out. This is like on the side of Venice Boulevard. I'm like, what the freak is going on? So they scrape it off. He threatens me. He gave me a ticket. Threatens me to go to jail. Kept saying about the son being taken away. And then he goes, all right. He goes, well, you don't have any priors on you. He goes, get the F out of here. He said, F word. He's going, get the ducking out of here. He goes, if I see you again without a proper sticker, he goes, your son will be taken away from you. That's how he threatened me. I'm like, all right, dude. So I got in the car, man, and I'm trying to act cool in front of my son, but I'm kind of shaking at the same time considering, like, what could have happened to him. And I was just like, now I know why people feel, like, harassed, why you get harassed. Like, there was a way to handle that situation with me that you could have gotten the same ending and the same response from me without having to freaking strike fear. It's just a power trip, man. It was all a power trip. And whether they thought I was Latin or they thought I was Middle Eastern or they thought whatever I was, or they just thought I was white, is a stupid power trip. Like, I was shaking. I felt like Cuba Gooding Jr. and Boys in the Hood after the cop pulls that gun up on him. After Ricky, no, it's not after, when him and Ricky are in the car, and he's like, and he's crying and air punching his living room. That's how I felt. I was so pissed. I came in that door. I'm like, what the blimpity duck did you do? And I never swear to my wife. And I didn't swear at her. And then Julian, my son, was like, Mom, what did you do? So long story short, what she did was she was driving. She had to go up 405 far. So she took a sticker. Like, one of her friends had an extra sticker from a car, from their car. And she's like, well, just put it on there and you'll be fine, because they just look at the color. And she forgot to tell me that she did that, because I literally was getting the new registration that weekend. And yeah, that's how it went down, man. I said, so I almost went to jail and our son was almost taken away. You know, and she would have been able to get him at the time, but still going through it all because you put a sticker on there. I go, if you didn't put that on there and they pull you over, they're just going to give you a ticket and you have to prove registration within 30 days. Yep.
Cool story, bro.
Dude, why are you not into my stories as much as I am into yours?
I'm just fucking with you.
That was an emotional story. And I get it, man. I understand. Cops are awesome. Cops protect. But I understand, man, when you feel like you're getting bullied and harassed.
It's like everything else in the world, man. There's guys that do their jobs and there's guys that take it too far.
Yeah. And it's always the guys that got bullied in high school or got picked on that become the cops, and then they feel like they can now do it.
Or it's the guys that were the bullies that want to continue to...
True story.
Yeah. What's our last feature here?
I thought that was an awesome story. You know what? Duck you, dude.
No, I was just fucking with you, bro.
I'm like all emotional over here and sweaty reliving that. That's it. You already did.
We're done.
Dixon. So you can follow us on Twitter at B Show Wrestling. Follow us on Facebook and like our page at the B Show Wrestling Podcast.
Email Don't forget to check out barroomphilosophers.com, paneltube.com,
and
ultimatesurrender.com,
ddpyoga.com,
jihadj.com. If you go to ddpyoga.com, I'm going to unfriend you and not let you listen to the show anymore.
awrestlingpodcast@gmail.com.
I hate you.
Subscribe, download, review our show, please. We are going to change our name. Because we're not just a wrestling podcast, and we want to kind of open it up. So we're going to be changing our name. I am picking, since Dixon's away next week and I can't get any pushback, I'm going to pick the new title next week.
That's cool. I'll just quit if I don't like it.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Dude, come on. Okay, what name do you want?
I'm 51% of the show, bro.
51%?
Yeah.
How dare you? You might be 51%
of the
personality.
Up on the copyright person.
No. You might be 51% of the personality.
Have you seen the copyright paper?
I created it, and I produce it every week. So therefore, it is 50.9 by me.
No, I've already got it
set
up.
Yeah, 50.1. 49.1, right? 49.9.
No, for real. Like, I did the copyright paperwork for everything, and then...
Yeah, you copyrighted a B-Show Wrestling Podcast. So if I switch the title, then it's all good.
I could just start charging you for usage of my name.
Kid, I shaved my head for you, damn it.
You lost a bet,
bitch. How dare you? Yeah, exactly. But I still did it. I could have... You thought I was...
I owe you lunch.
I know. See?
I tried to take you last week, but you decided to go with
your
wife instead.
I got you a lunch. Liquid crack over there. No, but seriously, what do you want the name to be? It's got to be something with BS, like with the B Show style. We can't just be the B Show, which I like because some dildo took that after us. But he hasn't done anything since like May of last year. So, I mean, I guess we could.
Let's just call it Guy Talk.
Guy Talk?
Yeah.
Sounds so... But then,
hi, everybody. It's Guy Talk.
It's Guy Talk.
Dixon.
Fancy J.
Jihad J.
Gosh. Jihad J is going to be dead after this week.
Well, if your hair
Not
grows
literally.
Back.
All
right, anyway, we'll
figure
it out. No,
what do you want?
Out.
What do you like?
We'll talk about it.
Something with BS, because that's what we do. We talk nothing but BS. I like the BS squad. The BS
Pussy
show.
Pussy Talk with and Dixon then, and Jay.
See, then I got to change all the handles and everything. And then we have to like get new people. Like, it's got to
you can change it, dude. I got to piss, so let's just talk about this off air. All you guys have a great week. Just know that you're not going to be in Charleston eating oysters and drinking sweet tea. That's me.
Yeah, going to be in the hot tub.
I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
I'm going to give you all his contact information.
Fancy Jay's going to have garbage foot on next week.
Enjoy the Elimination Chamber. I don't know, man. Maybe I bring some other special guests.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Love you guys. Toodles.
Bye.
Peace.